You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we will get to the Los Angeles Rams and the real-life implications of their loss last night, not just as it impacts us. We didn't survive. We'll start next hour with that. Femi and I will talk about the Rams, other betting thoughts off of Thursday Night Football, Major League Baseball with Cody Decker, and our baseball bets for the divisional round of the postseason. But joining us right now to talk the college football weekend is our good buddy, the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network and Big Bets on Campus podcast with our friend Stucky, a great college football podcast that we encourage all our listeners and viewers to check out. Colin is on Twitter at @Colin1. My friend, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
Guys, thanks for having me on. It's, Stucky and I were talking on the podcast yesterday, like this slate doesn't look attractive to a lot of people, but to us, we just see multiple places where there could be chaos. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but there's no Saturday that goes by where something funny doesn't happen.
Give us the potential biggest chaotic spot on the schedule where something funny could happen tomorrow.
If Florida beats Texas, right? Let's just grasp how much this changes so many things. Billy Napier is going to keep his job. Steve Sarkisian can't get it done. The SEC standings are upside down. And frankly, the way I spoke about this on our podcast at BBOC about the way Texas A&M is playing right now, I really think that they can make a deep run in the college football playoff. And a loss by Texas to Florida kind of helps them, kind of helps a lot of teams, you know, because we're starting to even out. Georgia's got a loss. You know, Alabama, I don't think, is safe with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, you know, I've said this before. I don't know if you were going to ask about Alabama-Vanderbilt, but you can't put Vanderbilt in a spreadsheet. It's going to spit out a bunch of stats to say Alabama should absolutely dominate them. But Vanderbilt won this game. It's just how Diego Pavia and Cedric Alexander run this power scheme that they have from Jerry Kill. They got from New Mexico State, and Alabama couldn't defend it last year. So I think the SEC in general could be mass chaos tomorrow. It's looking pretty solid in the Big Ten, but the SEC could have some trouble.
Well, it's interesting that you started with that Texas-Florida game, Colin, because you said if – Texas loses to Florida. Well, today the betting market has been betting it like that might be a very real possibility, as we are down to 5 at many sportsbooks. This was 7 earlier in the week, 6.5. Now we're down to 5, and I even see a 4.5 that is out there at a betting market right now between Texas and Florida. How do you see that game playing out? Do you have a bet in that game? What do you think happens tomorrow afternoon?
I do have a bet in the game. I don't. Are you betting Florida confidently? I mean, DJ Lagway. His average depth of target in his last game against Miami was 3.7 yards. And he didn't have any mistakes, and he didn't have any turnover-worthy plays, and he didn't have any big-time throws because he was just dinking and dunking. So it's not like he's fixed all of his issues that caused five interceptions against LSU. So really, what are you betting on here? Are you betting on the fact that Florida defense has been excellent? Because that is the bet right there. The scheme that Texas runs from a run concept perspective, Florida is going to be able to defend. My bet in this game was first quarter under and first half under. Both those numbers were 7.5 and I think 21 if you can get it. And the reasoning is because these defenses are absolutely elite, both of them, both Texas and Florida. I think there's going to be some soggy conditions, but if you look at what these teams have given up, Texas hasn't allowed a score in the first quarter the entire season, and Florida's only allowed one touchdown, and that was to Miami, so it's kind of forgivable. I think this is a slog of a game. I mean, literally, it could be 6-3, 9-3, 9-6, and I think that's why you're seeing this come in. You're seeing the under get whacked. You're seeing Florida get whacked, and I just think it's going to be a brutal grinding game.
Well, Colin, the spreadsheets have spoken in the other SEC game as Alabama is now out to 11.5 against Vandy coming up tomorrow afternoon over at BetMGM. The way you kind of phrase it, it sounds like you might be interested in Vandy. Is that correct that you like the points with the Commodores here, or are you kind of sitting this one out?
I do. I'm trying to decide whether I'm taking Vandy on the spread or if I'm going to take Vandy in a team total over. And the reason why I like them to score points here is because they run exclusive inside zone, and Alabama has been dominated by man concepts and inside zone. They only have a 41% success rate. Alabama's defense is good at defending on the outside with outside zone. And so Bama's strength against the run is really kind of neutralized here with what Diego and Cedric Alexander, their running back, wants to do. And then the other side of that is that Ty Simpson has absolutely destroyed cover three, and he's going to see a lot of cover three from Vandy. So I think overall the main play should be over. I do think Vanderbilt's going to score their share of points. 10 probably is a number I would stop buying if I was going to buy the side. If I had to rank them all, I'd probably go Vandy team total over, and then I'd take Vandy on the spread. But I do think Vandy has the chance to potentially put a real scare in the Crimson Tide.
This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Colin Wilson of the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast on Twitter at @_Colin1. Well, we'll stay in the SEC here because I know you mentioned that Texas A&M game. They're hosting Mississippi State. Aggies, 15.5 point favorite. That's the consensus number, total 56.5. How are you betting the side in total between Mississippi State and A&M?
Yeah, this is such a bad game for Mississippi State. I know that they have been better. They are better, and they deserve to be talked about, but this is just not a good matchup whatsoever because if you look at what Tennessee did to Mississippi State last week, they had, 10 explosive passes over 15 yards. They were absolutely torched, and that's just something that Texas A&M is absolutely going to be able to do with Craver, with Casey Concepcion. They're going to run that exact same thing, and Mississippi State – it feels like we've had a couple of good weeks in a row and there's going to be a letdown, but there definitely is going to be in the trench. This Texas A&M offensive line is absolutely eating people alive, and they're going to do that against the Mississippi State defensive line. And, you know, if Tennessee can throw explosives over Cowbell and their defense all day, Texas A&M is going to be able to do the same thing. And if you look at Texas A&M's defense, I've been harping on them for a month that they have let too many tackles go. I think they're bottom 10 in PFF ranking, or 118th in PFF ranking in tackling right now. But if you go and look what they did against Auburn, they only allowed 6 missed tackles. That's fantastic. The average is about 9, 10, 11. They only allowed 6. So they're getting better on the defensive side. And that's why I keep saying, like, Texas A&M's got offense figured out. I mean, they are elite on offense. If they get this tackling problem figured out on the defensive end, on the defensive side, and I think they will with Elko, A&M is going to be a serious problem in the postseason, but I do like them to blow out Mississippi State tomorrow.
Colin, I can't wait to get your opinion on this Miami-Florida State game. Like, love this rivalry growing up. Miami, a 4.5-point road favorite, first road game of the season for the Canes. Florida off the loss last Friday against Virginia, total 54.5. How are you betting this one, Miami and Florida State?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I bet over, and then I came midweek, and I bet over again, and then I'm probably going to lay another over wager tonight. There's a lot of advantages for both offenses, and I think if you want to bet Miami on the side, then you're going to believe that this great disciplined offense, because right now Miami's offense is sixth in havoc allowed. They don't turn the ball over. They don't fumble. They don't throw interceptions. But they've also played four games at home, right? They haven't been on the road, and they haven't been in a hostile environment. So if you're betting Miami, you're kind of having a leap of faith that they're going to be able to execute on all those things that they did against Notre Dame and USF. They're going to be able to do that on the road here against Florida State. Now, if you're betting on Florida State, you're getting the number one offensive line in the nation in line yards, and you're going to get Tommy Castellanos and Gavin Sawchuk running inside zone. Are they going to be successful? I'm not really sure, but Tommy Castellanos absolutely tears quarters coverage apart, which is what Miami runs. So there's advantages for both sides here. I mean, this Miami offense is elite. The Malachi Toney factor over the middle is going to score some points. Florida State's got the offensive line that's absolutely pushing people around in the run game. The weakness in this game is the Florida State defensive line. They got pushed around by Virginia so horribly. I would be a little bit scared putting my money here on FSU. So I'm going to stick with the over. If I had to pick a side, I've been back and forth on this. I think it was Florida State yesterday, but I think anything sub four, you're looking at Miami.
Colin, give us like 30 seconds on this game, so I want to hit like one or two others with you. But Ohio State, the number one team in the country, 23.5 at home against Minnesota, 43.5 the total, like a very funny side in total market. 23.5 point favorite, total in the game, 43.5. How many points Minnesota going to score here? What do you like Ohio State and Minnesota, if anything?
If anybody would give me a prop, I'd say Minnesota scores three. And the reason is, I mean, look at their strength of schedule. Rutgers, Cal, Northwestern State, Buffalo. Like, I mean, they've done nothing against nobody. And, you know, they're still 97. Consider all those teams that they played. They're 97th in offensive finishing drives, which means when they get past the 40, they're having a real hard time getting points up on the board against those defenses. That's a real problem. And so now you're going to go up and face this Ohio State team. And the reason why I kind of hold back is, like, is Ohio State going to blow them out? And if they are, is it going to go over the total? Because that's the big question here, right? Can they blow them out? Yes. Will they? Maybe. Because this game was played in the exact same 2 years ago, exact same place, exact same circumstances, and Ryan Day took his foot off the pedal, and that final score was 37-3. I could see Ohio State absolutely dominating this Minnesota offense, limiting them to maybe a field goal or maybe one touchdown. I think the best play would be Minnesota team total under. But I also see Ohio State not exposing anything for Illinois next week. That is a huge game next week that you would want to keep some stuff off film.
Give me 10 seconds on this one, Colin. Clemson laying 14 at Bill Belichick.
They have to wake up at some point, right? I mean, Bill Belichick has to. Are you going to lay down for everybody, including Dabo? But I mean, what is the life inside of Clemson right now? I don't understand. Like, I what is this team? They're dead. So we've got a corpse. We've got Clemson as a program that is regressing into their most horrible years. Remember, Clemsoning used to be a term, and we got a North Carolina team that has never woke up. I understand Belichick's involved here, but I mean, his buyout's pretty super low. I mean, this is just not working out whatsoever. But at the same time, I think it's a little overinflated. I'd probably take North Carolina, and I'd probably make it one of my lower volume bets of the day.
Well, there, I think that says it all. Colin, out of any game that we have not yet discussed, what is your favorite bet for college football Saturday and why?
Ooh, that's a good question, because I really do think Mississippi State is going to get blown, their doors blown off by Texas A&M. If I had to go outside of that, I would probably, you know what, I'll stick with, oh my goodness. I do love the Florida under, but we already talked about it. Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame can absolutely name it. This is a college football playoff committee watch game. This is Boise State potentially getting knocked out of their spot of the G5. This is Notre Dame, who has their backs against the wall with two losses. They just put a 50-burger up on Arkansas, and they could do the same thing to Boise's defense. I think this is a name-it game. So if you could find a prop on Notre Dame scoring a 50-burger, you'll see me posting 50-burger emojis tomorrow. Like, I mean, I think Notre Dame goes 50 tomorrow. So I would love to – everyone join me.
Total in the game, 62.5. Do you like the over?
I don't. You have to have Boise score their fair share. And if you look at Arkansas, they only scored 13. This Notre Dame defense woke up and shut down Talen Green. The only offensive touchdown by Arkansas was by a 350-pound offensive lineman. None of our skill position, ours, like I still live with Arkansas, none of the skill position players scored a touchdown. Like, Notre Dame shut them out. Maybe they'll shut Boise out. I really think it's Notre Dame team total over.
I heard a hot rumor that Bobby Petrino was considering you as a member of the new coaching staff. Colin, great job as always on Twitter at @_Colin1. Big Bets on Campus, Action Network. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The great Colin Wilson joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Woo, Pig Suey. Maybe not. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Femi and I start the hour talking about the Rams and everything last night from Thursday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.